and then you're going to repeat it out loud. In other words, and I'm going to read it, and sometimes I'll give you hand signs. I may say, to judge people is to pronounce someone guilty after you weigh the evidence. I'm going to say, pronounce someone guilty. This is guilty, and if, after you weigh the evidence. So the key word is guilty and weigh. So when you judge somebody, you are pronouncing them what?
Guilty.
After you do what, the evidence? Very simple. Okay, so we're going to do that for the next half an hour. Here's the key. You got to get in a quiz position. Okay, so that means put your booty back in the seat, which means sit up straight. Everyone sit up straight, put your booty back. Okay, if you're in North County, put your booty back. Again, in North County, it's very key. We need verbal response. We need 100% participation. And by the way, your brain thinks faster than you can think. In other words, your brain is doing stuff without you constantly realizing it, and your brain is learning without you constantly realizing it. You are taking in a bunch of information right now that you're not constantly aware of, but your brain is getting it. And so as we're asking these questions and going through all these questions and answering, your brain is getting it quicker than you know. So when I ask you the question, if you don't think you know it, just open your mouth and start to exhale, and something will come out. If it's wrong, no one around you is going to care because we're going to be on to the next thing anyway. No one's going to hear you. So don't worry about, I want to be wrong. Just let it flow. I'm going to make mistakes. If I make a mistake, laugh because it's, make mistakes is way overrated. It's all fine and good. Failure is overrated. So you're going to learn more when you say than when you listen. You learn more when you do than when you watch. You learn more when you write than when you read. And what do we do in church? We watch, listen, and read. Okay, so now we're going to say, do, and whatever the other one was. You're not going to write, but you're going to say and do, okay? And I may have you do hand signs, whatever. You can be as goofy as you want, but if you participate, the more you participate, the more you learn. Amen? Look at the person next to you and say, I need you to participate. Okay, let's get you warmed up. Everybody, again, North County, we need 100% participation. Everybody wave your hands in the air like you just don't care. Say, Jesus! Jesus.
Jesus,
to get a person next to you, high five.
He does that.
That's pretty good. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Everyone say, let's pray. Lord, I just pray you bless us, and I pray that people learn. I pray they participate, and I pray that in the learning, you would transform and challenge. In Jesus' name, amen. The series we just finished is called Exposed. Everyone say Exposed. And Exposed was a series about what's exposed in our heart when we judge people. We talked all about different kinds of people that we judge. And I say we, believers and non-believers, but specifically believers. When you look at people and you judge them, what does it say about what's in your heart? Because it happens all the time. We gossip and we criticize, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We talk about people like we think we know what we're talking about. Okay? So to judge somebody, it means to pronounce them what?
Guilty.
Everyone say guilty. After you do what, the evidence? After you weigh the evidence. The problem is you don't have all the evidence. You don't have all the evidence. You will never have all the evidence. You don't even have all the evidence about you. When you look when you look yourself in the mirror and judge yourself, I should have done this, I did this, or whatever, you don't even have all the evidence about you, much less somebody else. And will you ever have all the evidence about somebody else? Never. You will never know everything. And so as believers, we have to understand that. As people, we have to understand that. But we have to be gracious. We are not gracious. This is an indictment on us as believers, okay? Okay, so when we judge somebody, we pronounce them what?
Guilty.
After we do what? And so the big lesson today, if we just stopped here, the big lesson is most of the time we just need to shut our mouth. We need to do what, our mouth? We didn't get a lot of participation on that one. A lot of times we just need to what, our mouth?
Yeah.
We just need to shut our mouth. We just need to shut up. I mean, for reals. We just need to, and you just need to look yourself in the mirror and go, man, you just need to be quiet. You stop. Just stop. Okay. The first group, the first message we talked about was the prodigal son, where the prodigal son, a guy had two sons. One son goes out and wastes his father's money, his inheritance, with wine, women, and song. He comes back, and his father makes a party because his son came back. But the brother who was home got jealous. And when they were having a party for the son who came back after he was lost, his father goes out and talks to his brother, and his brother had an issue. And his brother was all come up, what about me? What about me? And so for this first one, here are the things. The sermon was called, We Have a PhD in Meology. Meology. Like biology, you know, psychology. We all have a PhD in meology. And the reason we judge is because we think life is all about me. Not my, me, Miles, me, you. Whoever me is to you, which is you, that's who it is. Everyone say me is me. Everyone do this and point to yourself. We think we have a PhD in me. Now, we don't have a PhD, but it is a lifelong research project. It's lifelong, okay? And we have a PhD. So number one, again, I'm just going to go through this real quick. We have an inflated, say inflated. We have an inflated view of ourselves. We think, say think. We're smarter, cuter, smoother than we really are. Okay, we have a what in view of ourselves? We have a what view of ourselves? Okay, everyone take a deep breath in. Say inflated. That's how it's supposed to sound. We have a what in view of ourselves? Because we are and than we really are. You're not as smart as you think you are. You're not as cute as you think you are. You're not as smooth. Is it adjective? It's not a verb, it's adjective. Whatever adjective is in there you want to describe the noun, is that an adjective that describes the noun? English is not my deal. Whatever you want, you are not that. We all have an inflated view of ourselves, okay? We have an inflated view of ourselves. So we have a what view of ourselves? Because we are than we really are. We have a brotherly love dysfunction. Everyone say dysfunction. Dysfunction. We have a brotherly love what? Dysfunction. We have a brotherly love what? Dysfunction. When we judge people, we pronounce them after we do what? Pray. The problem is we don't have, wait what? Pray. That was my fault. We don't have all the, Pray. We don't have all the, Pray. We have a brotherly love. Dysfunction. Say dysfunction. Dysfunction. Dysfunction at the junction. Say dysfunction. Because we think that we're supposed to kick people when they're down. We're supposed to what? We think we're supposed to what people when they are what? Instead of lifting them up. Say lifting them up. Somehow, where'd this come from? When someone messes up, by the way, people make mistakes. All people make mistakes. Make mistakes. Can I get an amen?
Amen?
It's human. Give people a break. But we think we're supposed to what? Kick them. Say kick them. When they are. The Bible says lift them up. Wow. Think about the people in your life right now who have messed up. I mean, innocently, they made a mistake or whatever, and or they're coming to you asking to forgive them, what do you do? Or you just see someone who messed up, you don't even know them. What do you say? We kick them when they are down. The Bible says, this is a bear. Say bear.
Bear.
We need to bear one another's burdens. Now, the reason this is a bear is because of two things. Bears are bow-legged and pigeon-toed. You ever seen a walk like that? And this is bear, a burden on your back. Galatians 6:2, we're supposed to bear each other's burdens. We're supposed to bear what? Each other's burdens?
Bear.
Pray for each other, say pray.
Bear.
And forgive 7 times 70. Forgive how many times how many?
7
times 70 is to test your math skills. How many? 490. Some of y'all are like, I can't do that. We have a brotherly love what? Hey, we have a brotherly love what? We have a brotherly love what? Wait, what? Because we do what? When they are, instead of, because we have a what view of ourselves? Because we are, and whatever adjective you want, then you really are. Okay, last one, we have a genie God complexion. This is genie in a bottle. We have a what God complexion? Genie God. Hey, relationship. Thank you very much. You looked at the notes. We have a genie-God relationship. Everyone say genie.
Genie.
This is Gene DeBot. We think God is supposed to serve us and punish other people. God, do what I want. Grant me my wish. God's like, I ain't in a bottle. We have a what God relationship? Because we have a what view of ourselves? Because we what? We are. Then we really are. We have a brotherly love what? Because we do what when people are down? Ooh. Okay, let's stop right there. Just think for a minute. That is the foundation of our judgmental spirit. Whether we talk about people in the alternative lifestyle, which we're going to talk about in a minute, whether we talk about people in politics, Republican, Democrat, whether we criticize rich people, we're going to talk about in a minute, whether we criticize drama mamas, it all comes down to how we view ourselves. It's all about us. Straight up sin. By the way, that whole attitude I just described is the only sin you need to worry about, no one else's sin. It's that. And we justify it all the time because we have this inflated view of ourselves and we think God is all about us. If we could just change that, a whole lot of drama we have in our life would be gone. The world would see Christ in us the way the world's supposed to see Christ in us. It doesn't mean you're going to be perfect. It doesn't mean you're never going to make a mistake. You know, I play golf and I'm not good. Does anybody play golf and admit they're not good? Golf don't care who you are. Not that I'm anybody special, but what I mean by saying that is I watch pros and, you know, golf just says, oh, I'm going to mess with you today. You'll be good for 3 days, and then the last day of the tournament, you're going to blow up. And I happened to have the privilege of playing with Phil Mickelson one day. I never met Phil Mickelson up until that day. I haven't seen him since. But on that particular day, I was playing with a friend, and he invited Phil Mickelson. Now, how do you go and play Phil Mickelson? How many of you do not know who Phil Mickelson is? Oh, you don't? Okay, Phil Mickelson is one of the best golfers in the world. And he lives here in San Diego. So I got invited to play golf, and I go to the thing, and it happens to be a pro-am where all these pro golfers are playing, and I just wanted to try to hit the ball straight. It was like I was so scared. Make a long story short. Phil Mickelson, one of the best golfers in the world. I mean, one of the best golfers in the world. He hit a ball in the other fairway. He lost the ball. Now, I lost 70 balls, but that's okay. It's another story. And he hit one on the opposite fairway. But here's the deal. He was so good, even though he hit it on the opposite fairway, he was able to get it on the green anyway. He made up for his mistake. You know, when people mess up, God has a way of fixing it. We just got to get out of the way and not compound someone else's mistake. We want to be the tool to help God fix it, help God bring healing. One of the, in our second message, we talked about people in the alternative lifestyle. We talked about Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga's passions is to raise a ruckus. And as a matter of fact, I think she said in an MTV interview, she wants to raise a ruckus, encourage people to be who they are, her little monsters, her fans, and make gay videos. So we talked about how the church can be so critical of people in the alternative lifestyle. And we build up barriers instead of relationships. And what we need to do is, and let me tell you something, you have a right and a biblical right to disagree with someone's lifestyle. I don't think too many people would disagree with that. It's how it goes, how you do it. And one of the things we need to understand is we need to focus on what we have similar instead of what we have different. You are going to meet people your whole life who believe things you don't believe, live like a lifestyle you don't live. And again, it is not necessary just because you don't tell them that they're wrong doesn't mean you endorse it. It's called love. I'm so glad that before I asked Christ to be my Savior, he didn't harp on what I was doing wrong. He was loving me into a relationship. And that's what we need to do with everybody you know. And so, watch this. Instead of focusing on what's different, say different. Instead of focusing on what's different, say different. We need to celebrate what's the same. Celebrate what's the what? We need to do what about what's the same? Very good, very good. Your mind gets it. Instead of focusing on what's the what? We need to celebrate what is the? Instead of focusing on what is. Everybody, instead of focusing on what is. We need to celebrate what is. And here's what's the same. All humans were made in God's image. This is image. Say image.
Image.
All humans were made in God's image. Say God's what?
Image.
Say it again.
Image.
Say it three times. And because all people were made in God's image, all people, that means all people will be only fulfilled in the context of a relationship with Jesus. If you're made in God's image, which all people are, you will never be fulfilled unless you have a relationship with the God in whose image you were made, and that's Jesus Christ. Now, if you know that, if we know that, that means that no matter where, how someone's living, no matter what their lifestyle is, no matter what their drug habit is, fulfillment's not going to come outside of the context of that relationship. Because what's common to all of us is that God did make all of us in his image. God made all of us in his what?
Image.
God made all of us in his what? And fulfillment only comes in the context of a relationship with who? Jesus Christ, God, whoever you want to say. But we're going to say Jesus. Say Jesus.
Jesus.
If you're in the North County, also say Jesus, everybody.
Jesus.
We were all made in God's what?
Jesus.
And fulfillment only comes in the context of a relationship with who?
Jesus.
Say Jesus.
Jesus.
Okay, everyone sit up straight. Everyone sit up straight. Everyone sit up straight. Look to the person next to you and say,
I can't hear you.
Okay, we are all made in God's what? And fulfillment only comes in the context of relationship with who?
Jesus.
And we need to focus not on what is, but what is the? Very good. We need to build relationships. Say relationships.
Relationships.
Not barriers. Say barriers.
Barriers.
Say barriers.
Barriers.
I want you to imagine someone in your life whose lifestyle, whatever that lifestyle is different than yours and or unbiblical. Your job is to be a bridge builder to them and Jesus. You don't do that by kicking people down. You do it by loving them as Christ loved you. If someone has ever said to you, God accepts me the way I am, no matter what their lifestyle is, they are 100% right. If someone says to you, no matter what their lifestyle is, God accepts me the way I am, they are 100% right. Ha! God accepts them the way I am. And he accepts all of us the way I am, but he doesn't intend to keep us that way. So you accept everybody the way they are, and you love them, and you build a relationship, and let God do the changing in them. And he will, just like he did with you. Just like he's still doing with you. You know, because when God hears you running your mouth, he's like breaking his heart. He's breaking his heart, but he's still working on you, just as he's going to work on them. But you need to be the bridge so he can work on them. Amen? Amen. So here's a, instead of focusing on what is, we need to celebrate what is the, and we are all made in God's what? We are all made in God's what? And we will only be fulfilled in a relationship with who?
Jesus.
Only be fulfilled with a relationship with who?
Jesus.
God made us, God accepts us all the way we are, but he doesn't intend to blank us that way, keep us that way. Say keep.
Keep.
Say keep.
Keep.
Say it three ways, three times. One more time, everyone say keep.
Keep.
Are y'all awake?
Yeah.
Our third message was on politics. We have an election coming up, and we have, I know politics is a very heated subject. We have in this room and watching online and watching in North County or wherever you are, in the United States anyway, you got Democrats and Republicans. And independents, sorry. By the way, and then we got the I don't cares. And people are passionate. I don't want to spit on anybody. Passionate about their politics. Please do not self-identify, okay? But the people who are Republican, if you stand up and say you're Republican, how can you be Republican? How can you be Democrat? How can you like Obama? How can you hate Obama? People are, in my experience, it's very limited, more passionate about that than God. And they will fight, scream, criticize, tear people down because of their political beliefs. But as far as God's concerned, believe whatever you want. You know what that says? Is that you are clueless. I don't know what the word I use in the lesson plan. Let me write it. You deny the reality of a superior kingdom to this one. Say superior.
Superior.
Say superior.
Superior.
You have citizenship. This is confusion. You have citizenship what?
Confusion.
You have citizenship what?
Confusion.
You know the Bible says in Philippians 3:20 that you are not a citizen of this world? Obama is not your president. God is. Man does not determine the quality of your life. As a matter of fact, as it pertains to the quality of your life, you are trusting more in man than God. And his two words, say man, say God. As far as the quality of your life, you are trusting more in than God is the determiner of your quality of life. What if I had to pay more taxes? God can make you enjoy less money better than more. God is determining the quality of your life, not man. You overestimate the goodness of man. You overestimate the goodness of man, the power of man. And when you're so, I got to have this guy. Now, I'm not saying don't be passionate. Please be passionate. I'm not saying don't get involved. Please get involved. I'm definitely not saying Christians don't have a place in politics. They absolutely do. God created government. Man did not create government. God created government. Remember, God is the king. He governs the heavens and the earth. He governs the stars. He is the ultimate government. Government is designed to fulfill the purpose of God. That's what it's for. It's organization. So I'm not saying don't be involved, but here's what I am saying. Don't get more hung up on man's issues than God's kingdom. That's the problem. It's amazing in Islamic countries, if you say anything against Muhammad, do anything derogatory against the Quran, they riot. They riot. And when I see that, I don't know what you think. When you see that, when I see that, I say, I wish we were that fired up. That's what I say. I wish we were that passionate about our God as they are about what they believe. Do I believe what they believe? Absolutely not. Do I think it's false? Absolutely. But that's not the point. The point is that they are passionate about it. And we have the truth that we're not as passionate about it. We're more passionate about putting this man in office because that's going to save no man in any house, white, black, brown house is going to make it change the world. I don't care. Let me say it again. It's not the White House, the Black House, the Brown House, the Yellow House, no matter what color that house is in Washington, D.C., whoever's in it, God is over that. Jesus Christ comes back, that's what's going to do it. Okay, so let's review here. Well, we deny, when we get so hung up on politics, we deny the reality of a what kingdom?
Superior.
Say what?
Superior.
And because we have citizenship what?
Superior.
We have citizenship what?
Superior.
And we overestimate the what of man?
Superior.
Say goodness.
Superior.
We overestimate what of man?
Superior.
We overestimate the what of man?
Superior.
And when it comes to our quality of life, we are trusting more in than
God.
We are trusting more in what? Then that means you pray, you read your Bible, you vote accordingly, and you trust God before, during, and after the election. Trust God. If your candidate does not become president, it does not mean your life is over. God is still on the throne. And you and God will take care of you. He will. Amen? Okay, let's do it. Let's do it real quick. Real quick. When we judge, we pronounce someone what? After we do what? Because after we what? The problem is we don't want the evidence. We don't want the evidence?
No.
Very good. We have a what view of ourselves? We have a what view of ourselves? Because we what? Everyone wave your hands in the air. Very good. Say Jesus.
Jesus.
Very good. We talked about Donald Trump and how we criticize rich people because most of us, all of us have a whole bunch of people we think have more things than we have, and we think God has unfairly blessed us. Say unfairly.
Unfair.
That they shouldn't have what they have. Do you know that half the world lives on less than $2 a day? Half the world lives less than how many dollars a day? And how many dollars a day? And if you make minimum wage in the United States of America, you make more money than 85% of the world. If you earn minimum wage in the United States of America, minimum wage, everyone say minimum wage.
Minimum wage.
If you earn minimum wage in the United States of America, you make more money than 85% of the people in the world. What percent of the people in the world?
85.
And we think, and we criticize people who are rich. Now, what does that mean? That we're asking you to give shoes away today. And y'all got shoes upon shoes. Ladies. Fellas, can I get an amen about our ladies?
Amen.
I don't know what it is about women's shoes. I really, really don't. Women buy shoes and wear them one time with one outfit, and that is the quota. You can't wear it again. Give that bad boy away. Oh, but I might need it again. Yeah, about 90 years from now. No, for reals, for reals. I'm going to give away, we're giving away shoes today. I'm going to give away a pair of shoes every service. I'm going to hit 5 services today. We'll give away 5 pairs of shoes at least. And I'm not a shoe guy. I mean, I don't have shoes. So I know ladies out there, y'all got some shoes. There's 300 million kids that don't have shoes. Now you may say, well, I have adult shoes. You don't know how big feet these kids got. I'm just saying. Well, they can't wear these shoes tonight. Let God decide where those shoes go. And by the way, give away a pair of brand new shoes that you haven't worn. Yeah, yeah. Don't give God junk. We have a thrift store right down the street. We collect clothes every single day. Go to the thrift store right here off Rose, on Sports Arena Boulevard. Give away your stuff. We think, well, all these rich, that guy, look, he bought that car. Why does he need 3 cars? Why do you need 2 pairs of shoes? Why do you have to have food in your freezer? There are people who live day to day, and they think you waste. Because you have food in your freezer that's freezer burning, you throw out and don't think nothing about it. They see you as a wasteful, rich glutton. And yet you want to criticize someone else who doesn't have what you have because you think your life is the standard. Half the world lives on how many dollars a day? And if you make minimum wage, you make more than what percent of the people in the world? Say it again. Say it again. And when you criticize rich people, it says that you think God has unfairly blessed you. He has what blessed you? He has what blessed you? Woo, last one, drama mama. Say drama mama. Say drama mama. There, we got all kind of drama mamas on TV, you know, the Lindsay Lohans of the world and the Britney Spears and all the mob wives, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Desperate housewives. I don't know how many of your housewives are desperate, but you know, desperate housewives. And we see the people on reality TV who have drama. And we love to watch reality TV and criticize those people and talk about them. Now, again, my experience, my opinion don't mean a whole lot, but I rarely hear people talking about reality TV in a positive way. Unless it's good TV like, you know, Home Makeover, something like that. But it's reality TV, drama, the Kardashians. It's always the topic of criticism. It's always a topic of criticism. Sometimes we think that if we gossip, we will distract God from our own sin. Say distract. We think that if we gossip, we will what God from our own sin? And so often we are more committed to proving how much we know versus who we know. We are more concerned about showing how much we know versus who we know. Say how much. Say who. Say distract. We are more concerned when we start criticizing, especially drama mamas, on showing what we know. Say how much. Versus who we know. Say versus what we know. I'm sorry, it's a little confusing right there. We feel we need to validate our personal worth by the failures of others. We need to validate our personal worth. Our personal what?
Worth.
We need to validate our personal what?
Worth.
By the what of others? That's what we think. As a matter of fact, the more I highlight someone else's failures, the better I'm going to look. We believe that when we criticize. We want to break broken people versus heal broken people. We want to blank broken people. So what's the first one?
Break.
We want to do what to broken people first?
Break.
Versus what?
Heal.
Versus what?
Heal.
Versus what?
Heal.
And we want to blank our self-worth by highlighting the failures of someone else. Say validate.
Validate.
Say validate.
Validate.
We validate our we think we can validate our worth by highlighting the what of other people. And we think we could blank God from our own sin through gossip.
Distract.
Say distract.
Distract.
Okay, everyone sit up straight. Let's do the whole thing. Let's do the whole thing. Let's do the whole thing. Give yourself a hand. Let's get ready. Get ready. Okay, tell the person next to you, I think I'm ready. How many of you have learned something today? Very good, very good. North County, we're right there with you. North County, we want to hear you. We want to hear you. Let's give North County a hand. Amen. Okay, y'all ready? Say Jesus.
Jesus.
And by the way, just to get this through this, just say something. Like if you don't know the answer, just go, all right, and it'll be all good. Just go to the next one, okay? Okay, here we go. We judge people when we pronounce them what?
Guilty.
After doing what did it? The what?
Amen.
The what?
Amen.
The problem is we don't have all the.
Amen.
Very good. We have a what view of ourselves? Because we are. Then we really are. We have a brotherly love. Because we do what? People when they are. Instead of what? Lifting them up. We need a what their burdens? We need a what for them? We need to forgive them how many times? Times. Very good. We have a what God relationship? We have a what God relationship? Very good. When it comes to people that we judge as alternative lifestyle, or anybody who has a lifestyle different than you, Very good. Thank you very much. We need to not focus on what is. We need to not focus on what is. We need to celebrate what is. God created us all in His. God created us all in His. And the only way our image can be fulfilled, no matter who you are, is through a relationship with who?
Jesus.
And so we need to build. We need to build. And not. And not. Very good. We need to build. And not. Very good. Politics. When we criticize and get so hung up on politics, we deny the fact that there is a what kingdom? There is a what kingdom? It's because we have a citizenship. Very good. We have citizenship. Very good. We have citizenship. And when it comes to the quality of life, you are looking to not. Say man. Not. One more time. Say not. And we overestimate the what of man. Say goodness. And the power of man. Very good. When it comes to criticizing rich people, we think God has blank blessed us. Say it again. And half the world lives on how many dollars a day? And if you make minimum wage, you make more than what percentage of the world?
85.
Say it again.
85.
Say it three times.
85.
When it comes to drama mamas, you are more committed to proving blank you know. Okay, I do say, you are more committed to proving how you know versus
who.
And who's the who?
God.
Who's the who?
Jesus.
Who's the who?
Jesus.
You are more concerned about blank, right? B. I'm trying to help you out. Say being right versus doing right. We feel more validated we need to blank our personal worth, say validate, by the blank of other people. Say it again. And we think by gossip we can blank God from our own sin. We think by gossip we can blank God from our own sin. By the way, and I'll leave you with this, and I'm going to send you out to the ministry fair here in Point Loma and in North County. We want to get the volunteers to sign up to serve on Sunday. I'm going to leave you with this. When you gossip, you are pulling people down. When you judge, you are pulling people down. You can't pull someone down unless you perceive yourself to be below them. You are not below them. They are not below you. It's not a contest. Walk with God. Lord, we thank you so much for your faithfulness. We thank you for your goodness. Lord, we pray that you would expose the wickedness in our heart. Help us to be more gracious and kind to people. And when people make a mistake, when people sin, that we would forgive as we have been forgiven. And that we would represent your grace and your mercy. In Jesus' name, amen. Before you go, we have a need for volunteers. Last week, we signed up 1,000 volunteers for Sunday. Amen. Let's go. Let's give a hand for that. Amen. We want to encourage you as you leave to go to the back. We have a volunteer sign-ups. Again, this is specifically for Sunday. Altar call, ushers, hospitality, security, parking. If you're not doing anything on Sunday, help us make this place a comfortable place.